Department of Education, 60 universities under investigation for anti-Semitic discrimination, harassment. By Catherine Hamilton on March 11, 2025. President Donald Trump's Department of Education warned 60 universities in a letter on Monday of potential enforcement actions if they continue to allow discrimination and harassment against Jewish students on campuses. The letter from the department's Office for Civil Rights, OCR, is the agency's latest action cracking down on the often violent pro-Palestinian protests and riots on university campuses amid the ongoing conflict in Gaza following the horrific October 7 terror attack in Israel. The department is deeply disappointed that Jewish students studying on elite U.S. campuses continue to fear for their safety amid the relentless anti-Semitic eruptions that have severely disrupted campus life for more than a year. University leaders must do better, Secretary of Education Linda McMahon said in a statement. U.S. colleges and universities benefit from enormous public investments funded by U.S. taxpayers. That support is a privilege and it is contingent on scrupulous adherence to federal anti-discrimination laws. Related, DOJ, HHS, GSA, DOE cancel $400 million in grants, contracts to Columbia University. The department's OCR sent the letter under its authority to enforce Title V of the Civil Rights Act, 1964, which prohibits any institution that receives federal funds from discriminating on the basis of race, color, and national origin, including shared Jewish ancestry. The letter was sent to all U.S. universities that are under investigation for Title V violations relating to anti-Semitic harassment and discrimination. The letter warns the institutions of enforcement actions if they do not protect Jewish students on campus, including uninterrupted access to campus facilities and education opportunities, the department said. The department pointed to its previous actions taken in accordance with President Trump's executive order additional measures to combat anti-Semitism, including launching directed investigations into five universities where anti-Semitic harassment has been reported. The department said the 55 other universities that received letters are under investigation or monitoring in response to complaints filed to the Office of Civil Rights. The schools that received letters are American University, Arizona State University, Boston University, Brown University, California State University, Sacramento, Chapman University, Columbia University, Cornell University, Drexel University, Eastern Washington University, Emerson College, George Mason University, Harvard University, Illinois Wesleyan University, Indiana University, Bloomington, Johns Hopkins University, Lafayette College, Lehigh University, Middlebury College, Muhlenberg College, Northwestern University, Ohio State University, Pacific Lutheran University, Pomona College, Portland State University, Princeton University, Rutgers University, Rutgers University Newark, Santa Monica College, Sarah Lawrence College, Stanford University, State University of New York Binghamton, State University of New York Rockland, State University of New York Purchase, Swarthmore College, Temple University, The New School, Tufts University, Tulane University, Union College, University of California Davis, University of California San Diego, University of California Santa Barbara, University of California, Berkeley, University of Cincinnati, University of Hawaii at Manoa, University of Massachusetts Amherst, University of Michigan, University of Minnesota, Twin Cities, University of North Carolina, University of South Florida, University of Southern California, University of Tampa, University of Tennessee, University of Virginia, University of Washington Seattle, University of Wisconsin, Madison, Wellesley College, Whitman College, Yale University. Last week, the Department of Education, along with several other government agencies, announced the immediate cancellation of $400 million in federal grants and contracts to Columbia University, citing how the institution has abandoned the obligation to comply with all federal anti-discrimination laws in order to receive federal funding. Last week, the department also began working on the backlog of complaints alleging anti-Semitic violence and harassment, many which were allowed to languish unresolved under the Biden administration, according to the agency. On Friday's broadcast of the Fox Business Network's Kudlow, Secretary of Education Linda McMahon discussed anti-Semitism on college campuses and stated that there are systemic issues because we keep seeing this over and over again, and that radical professors and a failure of schools to engage in thorough vetting of students are part of the issue. But she also thinks that the influence of foreign money is a factor. McMahon also noted that tackling the issue is not about free speech. This is about violence to students, attacking faculty. They need to call in the police. They need to get rid of this, she said. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.